The Amherst Island Recreation Association had a successful 2025, according to their recent presentation. Members of the association shared a review of their last year of operations at Loyalist Township Council's latest meeting. Chair of the association, Chelsea McDonald, spoke about the makeup of the association and their last year of operations.
We have a board of directors for our not-for-profit. There are 9 directors on our board with 3 executives. We have 10 volunteers, and we have program leaders and helpers. This year, we were able to have 2 paid instructors provide programs for us, and we were able to provide 13 programs in total, with a variety of participants ranging from 4 to 19 participants per program.
McDonald detailed their sports-related programming.
In the past, we've done a variety of sports-related programs. We find that Zumba is a really big popular one with everyone on the island, especially young moms and kids come out to enjoy that program. And this year we were able to find another yoga instructor that is actually a community member. So someone local that's able to come out and provide yoga to the community. And that was another big accomplishment for us because it was a really good program. Volleyball has always been really popular with the young adults as well as some older adults. And we find that in the spring we get a higher volume with university students coming back to play. In the fall, we actually changed it to 13 plus because we had some eager young students that wanted to join as well.
McDonald spoke about new programming in the last year.
The newest thing we were able to provide for youth this year was electronics. We had an island resident who reached out and wanted to teach robotics to the kids. So they had done a little bit in the classroom at school, but she really wanted to provide a camp. So we worked with her and were able to provide a 4-day camp in August for kids to learn about robotics. They made some really neat Christmas decorations that lit up and robots that moved. And it was so successful, she opted to start an actual club starting in September, where the kids go twice a month and they learn how to do coding and make more robots.
McDonald noted one of her favorite programs.
All Ages Sports Night is honestly one of my favorites because the kids come out to play. And we do a variety of different sports from soccer to volleyball to pickleball to basketball. And the absolute favorite is dodgeball. And every week they ask if we can play dodgeball.
McDonald spoke about programming throughout the winter and spring.
Winter Walking Club is something that we provide to the community in the winter months. So from December to April, where the community has a safe space to walk and to socialize. One of my other favorites is youth art. So each spring, this is the 3rd year we're doing it, we're able to provide a youth workshop for art with using local island volunteers to provide these classes. Last year, we did watercolor and pencil drawing and animation.
Treasurer for the association, Mike Walhout, spoke about their finances for the year.
We're running at a small deficit. We do fundraising and we kind of do it as needed. So we're making up the difference that way. This was our first year as well, so we had to get through the accountant and all the not-for-profit filing processes that are costly, and we're going to look at ways that we can save money and perhaps access some grants as well.
Councillor Lorna Willis shared her experience with the programming on Amherst Island.
The programming that we get to enjoy on the island right now is very special. And I was at one of the children's art programs the other day, and it's kind of fun to see all the kids getting together in the school after school voluntarily.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.